the gridlock in Congress. Obviously, now the blame has shifted toward there's an election coming up, and it's certainly gone on longer than that. What do you attribute that to, and what have been some of the specific frustrations for you in dealing with this process?
Well, you know, I'm not one who really spends a lot of time trying to assign blame. It's not productive. What is more productive in my mind is, okay, how do we get out of this mess? I'll tell you, I can't wait to get on the other side of this election, because the president is blaming the Bush administration. The Republicans are blaming Obama. The fact of the matter is we're in a mess right now. We've got debt that is not sustainable. The Senate has not passed a budget now in over 3 years. We have not been able to figure out how we fix the post office. We haven't been able to deal with disasters that have come our way. We haven't been doing our job. And so the easier thing for me to do would be to blame Harry Reid or blame President Obama or blame, you know, my colleagues. It's a mess. Let's figure out how we're going to get around it. But by assigning the blame, then the other side just gets mad because, you know, now I'm ticked off because you're pointing the finger at me, and so I'm not going to cooperate with you. We've got to get on the other side of this. I think part of what we're dealing with is just a division where we elected individuals have been pulled to both sides of the political spectrum. Those on the left, those on the right, who feel that, you know, we've got to answer to our base. Awful lot of people in the middle. Who's answering to that base?